Esther chapter 5. And it came to pass on the third day that Esther put on her royal dress and stood in the inner court of the king's house, opposite the king's house, while the king was sitting on his royal throne in the royal house opposite the door of the house. And it came to pass, when the king saw Esther the queen standing in the court, that she obtained favour in his sight, and the king extended to Esther the golden sceptre which was in his hand. And Esther approached, and she touched the tip of the sceptre. And the king said to her, "What is the matter, Queen Esther? And what is your request? Ask for up to half of the kingdom, and it shall be given to you." And Esther said, "If it has the king's approval, let the king and Haman come to the banquet today, which I have prepared for him." And the king said, "Tell Haman to make haste to do what Esther said." And the king and Haman came to the banquet which Esther had prepared. And the king said to Esther at the banquet of wine, "What is your petition? Ask, and it will be given to you. And what is your request? Ask for up to half of the kingdom, and it will be done." And Esther answered and said, "My petition and request is, if I have found favour with the king, and if the king approves to accede to my petition and to carry out my request, let the king and Haman come to my banquet, which I will hold for them, and tomorrow I will do according to the king's word." And Haman went out on that day rejoicing and glad in his heart. But when Haman saw Mordecai at the king's gate, and that he did not rise or move on account of him, Haman was filled with fury about Mordecai. But Haman restrained himself and went to his house, and he sent for and invited his friends and Zeresh his wife. And Haman told them about the glory of his riches and the multitude of his sons and everything with which the king had made him great, and that he had elevated him above officials and the king's servants. And Haman said, "Also Esther the queen did not invite anyone with the king to the banquet which she held, but me, and also tomorrow I have been invited to her with the king. Yet all this does not satisfy me. All the time I see Mordecai the Jew sitting at the king's gate." And Zeresh his wife and all his friends said to him, "Let them make gallows 50 cubits high, and in the morning tell the king, and let them hang Mordecai on it, and go with the king to the banquet a happy man." And the matter had Haman's approval, and he made the gallows.